your building needs.
Welcome back into your Tilton Enterprises postgame report on KGFW. I'm Austin Jacobson. We are joined by head coach for the Kearney Bearcats, Drake Baronic. Win number 14 came in the most impressive of ways. At one point in the third quarter, down by 14. You want to talk about fight, about effort, and about how to play Baronic ball. This was the best showcase of it. Gritty, performance-based, heat check shots, and a great performance by Ben Johnson to boot.
I mean, we talked in the first quarter, how can we possibly get stops versus these guys? I mean, I think we had two possessions where we got stops. And so we were trying to figure it out. And the answer was we just needed to score more than they did. And a good thing Ben got going. You know, we challenged some guys at halftime. I kind of got after Carter Lee a little bit, and he responded with some big shots and big plays also. So, you know, anytime we can win a game and Dahlgren's at double digits at 10, and he made that big free throw there to get him to 10, that's a big win for the Bearcats.
Again, you come back from 14 down at one point in the third quarter. You never led until the fourth quarter as well. You mentioned a little bit about those conversations in the locker room. I want to get inside of that huddle. What was it like? Was positivity still there, or was it more energy, leadership? What stepped up?
Yeah, we just talked about offensively what we could do a little bit, and we came out and had a decent second half there. You know, anytime you can go from scoring 32 to scoring 70, that's an average of 50. We'll take it. But, you know, we kind of challenged the guys a little bit and said, hey, we're not coming all this way to just be around the game. We want to go win the game. And that was the same thing in the huddle. And, you know, got to 7 a few times. We finally got it inside of 7, got to 5. And then, like you said, you know, we took a lead. They took it right back, and then we took the lead for good, I think, after that. And so our guys made big shots, big plays. Ben took it like a man to the rim. I mean, that's 6'6", 6'7", 6'9", 6'4". And then they shot it pretty well, too. It's not like they weren't making jumpers in the first half and second. So,
well, I know that we want to talk with Coach Baronic more, but we brought up, of course, Ben Johnson. I think it's appropriate that we talk to the man of the hour. So, Coach, if you want to say some words first, I'll let you have it.
No, I mean, there's always time to talk to me. He had an amazing performance. I'm so glad that he is on our team. And, you know, that was a big-time game for a big-time player.
All right, so Ben Johnson will step in now. That was head coach Drake Baronic of the Kearney High boys basketball team, as we're now speaking with sophomore Ben Johnson. And Ben, twice now this season, you've broken your career high. Last season when you played Southeast, you stepped in for an injured Will Vanderbeek and played a tremendous defensive performance. Today was everything. It was rebounds. It was transition blocks. It was points. You scored half of your team's points. What are you feeling after a contest like this?
This was a huge game and we needed it. Coach prepared us well throughout the whole week, and we just performed how we needed to be to get this win.
When did you know that you needed to start to take over this contest? You are always trying to find those deeper shots, and there were a couple three-pointers that really propelled your team into that extra motivation, that extra energy needed to pull out a win.
What was the question again? Yeah, I'm sorry.
How did you know when to take over this contest?
Well, I had a slow start, and Coach was challenging me how to I was doing a little too much at the beginning. He challenged me to do the simple stuff, and he has the confidence in me to make big threes, like against Grand Island. He told me to pull that one, and if I missed it, it would have been bad, but luckily it went in.
The day was yours today, Ben. When you look back at this performance, what is one part of this contest that you're looking back on that you knew it was going to be your day? You had 35 points in this contest.
To be honest, it's that we had extra time to shoot in warm-ups. Against Omaha Bryan, we had like 28 minutes. I got to get my legs under me. I got to get my shot feeling right. And we had more than 20 minutes, so I think that's honestly.
So word to the wise, the rest of the state, don't give Ben Johnson more time to warm up. I want to ask you as well, you were perfect from the free throw line until the very last one. I know that's frustrating for you, but nonetheless, it was a performance from all aspects, as we mentioned at the beginning. You know, step aside from that last free throw miss. How do you get ready for that moment to knock down these free throws when you needed every single point tonight?
When you get fouled and the game's big, you just gotta take deep breaths, calm yourself, and focus on the shot. Focus on the free throw. And yeah.
Ben, 35 points today. Do you have any words of wisdom? I mean, I know you're only a sophomore, but you have continued to explode on the scene here in Class A. People are recognizing you more and more.
I don't have anything. I just think people kind of forget about Kearney, but we come down Lincoln and we make some noise. Yeah.
You got to take care of Columbus tomorrow as well. But, Ben, congratulations.
Thank
Definitely
you.
Our player of the game for sure. 35 points, your ninth all-time in single-game scoring for Kearney Bearcat history. We were hoping you'd get a little bit more, but, hey, we'll take the win and 35 points nonetheless.
Thank you.
That was Ben Johnson, the sophomore guard forward, joining us today for your Tilton Enterprises postgame report. We'll wrap up your postgame show next on KJ.